is that something you've been hoping for or pushing for a
while? Yeah, there was a time we looked at how to propose it. When we discussed it in the competition committee, that was the thing that I brought up, that I see that being kind of a hole in the system. It's an unfair hole. Because that's one of your hard-trying guys. You know what I mean? He's a guy who maybe didn't get here, came here as a college free agent, maybe he's a late-round draft pick, and he's one of the guys who first one in, last one to leave, works his tail off, but yet he gets pushed out the door if he can't make the team again the next year. Colin Koshart was another example of that, of a kid who did that for us. So we've had a couple guys like that this rule would give them an opportunity to be on the practice squad and then eventually back onto a 53-man roster.
You see that number increasing from the two that went from 8 to 10?
I don't know that. I would say no. I think, I think people feel good about where it is right now, and this was a major, move.
Right.
And, it's helpful for a coach.
Would you like to see just go ahead and just guys who are not yet the 4 years, just
there's a lot of talk like that, and that's way above whoever the negotiator and all that, the people that do that with the union and so forth, and figuring all that out, but there's been a lot of proposals talked about, a developmental league, things like that, and here in this case we can keep two more guys in shape and ready to go. Everybody has access to them, pretty much, and we're already paying the strength coach. They don't have to go somewhere. To me, for the player, they don't have to go somewhere and spend $500,000, $600,000, $700,000 a week to train and eat and so forth. We're feeding them. We got the greatest health club going here, so it's a good deal. And so that's what I mean. I think it's an advantage for both the player and the club. No, because I think we're always going to have this injury deal, and you don't want to get the inactive list and why it was created. The 46 from 53 was created that if you had an unfortunate run at injuries at a position, say defensive back, that the other team came out and played five wide receivers against you all day, and you're stuck. So that gives some flexibility that way, and I think I think everybody understands why that is that way.
How is Geno done for what he's been able to do, and do you still see him being ready to go for the season opener bowl?
Yes.
How important is it for Geno to play this week?
It's good for Geno to continue in Geno's progression, and he's done a good job of it. So to answer the first part of your question, he's done well. And I haven't heard him talk on the field the other day, and I was, whoa, who is that? And, first nickel, and there he goes. And, I think it's been good. I think it's everyone goes through, they go through a process and a progression, and it's no different than a few years ago when we went through this with Carson. And, it takes a little bit. And but I think Geno's done well with it. I think guys heal at their own pace, and I think in the mental process is always going to be at their own pace. But he's been good. And, Nick felt great about him when we entered the week before training camp where he was. And so we've been able to use this time and to get him more confident with the football aspect of it. He can go out there and Geno Atkins can push Nick Cosgrave around the field all day long, and that's not going to be the same. But the football aspect he had to get used to, and we've been able to do that and go slow with it, and knowing how not only his value to the football team, but his value moving forward.
I know you can do all the cardio you want and all the OTAs and those kind of things, but I remember the first preseason game, you're going to get gassed. I mean, you get football gassed, and you want to go through that experience getting gassed one time anyway and go through the physical grind of the game. I mean, that's all.
I guess my point is whatever we need to do is what we're going to do. So I'm not going to paint myself into a corner and say he's got to play, the 57 snaps this week or else he's not going to be ready, because we're going to work with it. Whatever we judge is the best way through it. And, he could you know, whatever we need to do. So there's no hard and fast, you know, because sometimes coaches, sometimes we do that, and then you're looking for an out. And so you say little and don't have to worry about
it. 1 minute?
Really?
How impressed are you with the first team in the first couple of weeks?
Well, again, I'm glad we've been, you know, we've played pretty good football, pretty sound football. And this is another opportunity. And what we did the first 2 weeks really doesn't matter now. And it won't matter a bit in September. So we have to continue to be progressive. What I'm pleased with is how we've gone out, and I think both coordinators have done a great job of really having the guys in tune of what was going to occur on the field from the standpoint of their play calling and from the standpoint of the attack of the other side of the ball from the opposition. So, and I think that they've gained the credibility of the players that way, because that's something that obviously it's the first time in the fire with these guys for both coaches.
Jason Campbell progressing where he may be able to go this weekend?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Any update on Rex Burkhead?
He's got a sore knee. And, you know, he's coming along well. He's in just a brace now, and, you know, he'll be out of that in a couple of days and be running in the pool soon. And, you know, I don't think much is going to hold Rex back very long. But he's going to have to, you know, go through the process of getting it right. He obviously plays a position at running back where you need to have, you know, he's going to have to be able to do what a running back does. So, but he's progressing well.
When's the last time you talked to Carson?
The last time I talked to Carson, I guess probably when we were with when we played the Raiders after the game. I think so. I don't know if we've had that one dialogue a little, maybe by text since once, maybe. Because I think I said something stupid and it became a story and I texted him and apologized to him. I didn't mean it that way, but that kind of thing. So, but I think that's the last time was after the game.
He's kind of like he's just another guy in the league now. There's only 14 guys on this team that played with Carson. It's a small number.
I think he's gone on, we've gone on, and everybody's happy, you know. And but no, he's, I mean, he played his tail off last year. I mean, it's impressive to watch. I mean, he's still Carson, you know. That's why it's hard coming in here every time we look at a quarterback and we bring these guys in from off the street, man. It's hard to compare. You know, and I laugh and I think, you know, when I went out to USC and watched him throw, when he threw it in Mobile before I even had the job, you know, when he was thrown in Mobile, and you know, watching him, and then going out to USC, and then we went out again and worked him out on our own, and my gosh. And you know, you still see it every time, you know, he drops back. I mean, it's just so impressive. And you know, and I was talking to Eifert, played with Carson in the golf outing out there in Tahoe this year, and I was talking about that. You know, it's impressive, his physical skills that way, throwing the ball. So, but, and it's hard to compare anybody else to. I've never seen anybody, you know, like it. So.